JustinAcri.com. And throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcri7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
Welcome back. Everywhere at Once. Justin Acri, Pat Bradley here in Mayflower at the Sonic on Highway 365, watching the traffic move slowly, at least if you are heading eastbound and down. If you're going westbound, it is all clear sailing, so that's good news. For those of you trying to get through Mayflower, that was not an easy thing to do earlier in the week. Our buddies from the show No Name, David Basil, Tommy Smith, Roger Scott over in El Paso. We will visit more with them coming up.
We are
set up to receive items, money and otherwise, specific needs, duct tape, packaging tape, boxes, totes, masks, boxes, did I mention that already? Yes. New clothes, toiletries, plasticware, plastic plates, paper plates, things like that, batteries at Jim's Razorback Pizza, and I guess we've had a lot of water and Powerade and other things coming in this morning, so that's good. Guys, coming up, we're going to talk to a gentleman from FEMA. But right now, down at our location in Maumelle at Jim's Razorback Pizza, Sean Stain is standing by, who is the owner of Lake Liquor, who also is the sponsor of your morning show hotline. And Sean, appreciate you coming on with us this morning. How are you?
Thank you, Justin. How are y'all guys doing?
Good. I know it's been tough for your family. I want to pass along condolences on behalf of the Buzz. I know you lost your mother-in-law in the storm the other night, and I guess, you know, there aren't really any words we can offer that are helpful. But like we talked to other folks who have lost property or family members or friends in the storm, the outpouring of support has to be somewhat encouraging over the last couple of days.
It's really beyond encouraging, and this has affected everybody. It's affected me maybe a little more personally than some in my family, but when I look around while we're out there helping and everybody, I've never seen anything like it, Justin. I've been to sites before, and it's just every 15 minutes somebody else comes by, another team comes by, a food truck comes by. Blankets, gloves, water. It's an incredible outpouring of support from everybody. And my family appreciates it, as does everybody, I'm sure. But I want to thank everybody out there that's reached out to us and reached out to anybody affected by this.
You know, it's interesting, and even for folks here, I mean, you know, we talked to some folks who the last time around that this happened here in Mayflower, it was kind of a near miss for them. They saw the storm, but it missed their homes. And then I had another friend that came by that's working with Verizon, and they're setting up charging stations, and I know some of the other telecommunication companies are doing the same because, you know, when you don't have power, you just think, well, I guess you sort of take it for granted I'm going to get my phone charged, but, I mean, there are little things
definitely.
Like that. But anyway, I mean, one of the things she pointed out to me was, she's like, you know, she was talking to some folks that had jumped in a tub, put the mattress over the top, and at the end of the day, that was the only thing standing. It's like, we've all sort of had those close calls where you go into your spot, but you assume it's never going to hit you. And I guess, you know, when it does, you know, you just hope for the best. And obviously, sometimes those stories don't always have a happy ending. But you know, again, it's incredible the indiscriminate nature, I guess, of these storms and then the way things work out. But you know, on the other side of it, again, it's always uplifting to see folks step up for each other.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been surreal. But just, like I said, it's just amazing to see the people and what people are capable of doing, and they don't even know they are sometimes. I've really loved every second of it, you know, all, you know, things considering.
Sure, right. So what's, I mean, I'm sure it's been hard, you know, going through the whole process. I guess there's, you know, in addition to the loss of life, but I mean, there's, you know, there's cleanup and things like that to deal with and trying to find what you can. Associated, I mean, is that gone on, or is that not any part of the process at this point?
No, we're still doing that. We've spent the first few days, you know, sifting. Of course, my in-laws, not just my mother and father-in-law, were the first house at River Plantation, and the second house is my brother-in-law and his family. But the whole first, you know, row of four or five houses were pretty much just gone. And we've been sifting and continuing to. My brother-in-law, we're still working on his house. We took off walking, myself and Mr. Alexander, Joey Alexander, and thank him and Becky for being part of this. They're really good friends, Don and Helen. We took off down the railroad tracks and started finding pictures, and it's just amazing. You're looking 300-400 yards away, and we found a picture of, you know, my wife and her sister, and a couple pictures of Helen, pictures of a lot of other people, which we'll be posting on. Somebody, I think, had started a Facebook site for lost photos in the tornado, and I don't know what it's called. I need to find that out, actually.
Yeah, well, we'll try to get that information out to you.
I think it's I Love Arkansas is the Facebook page where they're posting found items.
Okay. Okay. Where were you the night of the storm, Sean?
I live in Park Hill. My wife and I and my child, and we were trying to stay in contact with them. And Dawn was on the phone with her. I was on the phone with her dad just a few minutes before it hit, and then she talked to him literally a minute afterwards. And then I got my family on the way to my house. I jumped in the truck and broke every speeding law there was, I think. And got out there, my brother-in-law, other brother-in-law that lives in Maumelle, we got out there, right, he got out there with the first responders, and I was shortly after, and there was already people just running to help. It was chaos, but it just, everybody was doing everything they could. It was indescribable, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, man, I don't, you know, just want to pass along our condolences again. I know it's tough, and there's a lot of stories like that, unfortunately. You know, it's a significant loss of life in this storm. It's just, it's remarkable. It's crazy. I mean, even with all the warnings and the, you know, the heads up, I mean, if when you get a storm of this nature, like we talked about earlier, with it being an AF4, it's such a huge tornado and so powerful, it's, you know, it's unfortunately unavoidable in most cases. So, but, you know, wish you guys well going forward. I know it'll be a long road back, but condolences again, and certainly pass that along to your wife and her family, please, for us.
We will, Justin, and I want to thank you guys and everybody at the Buzz. Anytime something like this happens, I feel blessed knowing you guys, because to come out here and to just to try to rally everything and get all the help that's possible. That being said, I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody because we've been kind of pulled different directions, but the funeral arrangements for my mother-in-law, I want to ask anybody out there that's seen it on Facebook that sees it, in lieu of flowers, please donate to whether it be this tornado relief, some relief for Mayflower, Valonia, El Paso, anything, anybody hit or affected by this storm. I think Helen would appreciate that. Instead of more flowers, we would like more water and more, you know, toiletries, diapers, formula,
sure,
that type of stuff.
That's nice.
Hey, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Tommy, I missed the very beginning. I don't know if Sean, if we talked about it, but we mentioned it on our show, is that we got to know Sean a year ago when we were reaching out for help for more Oklahoma.
That's right.
That's right.
And Sean called in, and Lake Liquor at that time said, hey, count us in, and we got a ton of water.
Yep.
But amazing, a year later, Sean, that you're here dealing with another storm in a very personal way from a year ago when you were helping out those folks in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's a... you know, that's proof that, you know, we do everything we can to help. We love to help, but, you know, what comes around, you know, goes around. And I knew when we were loading that water last year, I knew for a fact that if anything ever happened to us, I would get the same support from you guys and the same support from the community. And just it's just surreal when it's this personal and this home. It was nice. It was a nice feeling to send a truckload of water to Moore. It made us feel good because we couldn't physically do anything, but now it's time to get physical.
Sean, hang in there, man, and hopefully get a chance to see you this afternoon. We're going to come by to the location there at Razorback Pizza in Maumelle when we get wrapped up here in Mayflower. So, anyway, wish you well, and we'll catch up again here soon.
Yeah, Justin.
Hang in there, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Hey, Acre.
Yes, sir.
We just had a guy that came by and said that he's a sales rep, and he's going to bring you some peanut butter crackers and tuna your way, and said that he knows you're on your diet, but it might help you get throughout the day.
That will not hurt. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, I had to. My best enjoyment today was watching Pat Bradley take down his first chocolate malt. So that was the most enjoyable thing I've seen eating all day. It's not nearly as great as the apple that I had a little bit ago.
I had two apples.
I had one apple.
What have you done lately?
On behalf of Roger Scott, I would like to thank. We complain a lot. I would like to thank our friends at New Creations for the opportunity to lose the weight, 18 pounds in 18 days. I'd like to say, but.
Wow, 18 pounds in 18 days. Okay, so the number. Now I'm at 40. I've lost 40.
But the magic
was 60 days ago today. 60 days ago
you
today.
You lost 40 pounds?
I'm worried.
40 pounds.
He looks like a woman.
What are you? 40 pounds.
He's addicted, man.
Weirdo.
He does look like a wrestling man.
I'm trying to get down to 90. Because I want to be the next Twiggy. Now, here's the deal. Now, on day 24.
There he is right here. Neil Patrick Harris. Did you see this?
On day 24.
I did. Roger,
on day 24, you'll have to have, so you don't have to get your hair blonde, you'll have to have beat 23.6.
He's there. He's 18 days, so he's got 5 days to go.
It's 20. I need to leave 23 and 23 to be tied.
That's
I
what
I want to see more.
What do you know?
Blonde hair or
Roger
with blonde
you know
hair?
You know what? And here's the deal. I hope we tie.
What happens then?
And then we just, we're Rocky, and we just hold our hands up. If we can get along, and you can get along, we're going to be friends.
Roger, I read online that you were actually trying to lose so much weight to get actually back to your birth weight and get back in the womb. Is that true?
That's exactly what I want to do.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Because it's so warm.
He's got a baby's body.
Feasibly possible.
I do. Honestly, my sister, I saw my sister and her family from New Mexico yesterday, and they all thought I looked like Hot Springs Buyers Club.
Yeah, they're worried about you.
Roger, Roger Scott, Hot Springs Buyers Club.
That's what? Terrible.
Well, I know it's horrible.
I'll be playing the role of Jared Leto, I guess. In this
yes, you will. Justin Leto.
Hey, we're both going to win Academy Awards, so we got that going for us, which is nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah,
guys,
we are here.
Almost filled up. Yeah? This. We are halfway through this semi right now, as far as stuff being brought out here to Razorback Pizza and Morgan. So come on out. We've got a whole lot more to go. We got another semi that needs to be filled, and I want to thank all the people that have brought gift cards, money, checks, you name it. And I mean, we've got a steady line of people coming through over here at Razorback.
Guys, now, I have go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, want to say we are at M&M in El Paso. We are not an official drop off. Point.
You couldn't tell that.
You're not right. Fishing anything.
Exactly. We're not fishing at all, but we just have a man right now that's bringing us what? What is this? RJ, here it is, real quick. $450 Walmart cards. What does it go?
That's $200.
Boom!
All right.
Yep. Thank that's you very much.
And your phone calculator.
Oh, and another $100 bill. How much total, RJ, go?
$100.
Oh, God.
Thank you, sir, very
he
much. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Got the first one out of two ain't bad.
RJ.
What?
He said he got one $100 bill, so that's $100.
Hey, tell him, look.
Yeah, you're right, RJ.
RJ's a words guy. He doesn't do math. He's a words guy.
He's a wordsmith.
He's a wordsmith.
Science classes over math.
Hey, guys, I don't know about you, but I'm hanging out with a member of the...
In fact, he's got the English language in a pretzel right now. RJ, good job.
I have a member of the federal government. We talked about people coming in from all over the place. This guy's name is Peter. My grandfather's name is Peter. Peter...